For WKU Public Radio, I'm Lamont Jack Pearly, and this is the African American Folklorist.
Give him glory, give him glory, for what he's done in your life story. Give him glory. Greater than being a preacher or being a financial leader is loving people. And love has two sides. Love covers you and protects you, but love also corrects you.
Reverend Freddie Brown preached at the State Street Baptist Church for close to 30 years prior to his passing. Brown, a native to Alabama, made significant contributions for and in the African American community, leaving a legacy that continues on today. One specific contribution of Brown are the women he ordained and licensed to be reverends in the Baptist denomination. There were four women who Reverend Brown ordained and licensed. The last to be ordained is Reverend Nerica Bowie.
He was preparing to retire, and I came, and he rescinded his resignation and told me a year later, "You're really the reason I stayed, because God said I have to get you ready for maximum impact."
Nerica, native to Louisiana, arrived in Bowling Green 13 years ago. Once settled, Bowie began worshiping at a local church here in Bowling Green.
Well, here I am, well and happy. Praise to God.
As she acclimated to her new environment, the call of ministry became more and more urgent. To her surprise, there wasn't much support from the Baptist congregants. The biggest shock came from the one group she thought would support her calling.
It was the women. The women have been the greatest challenge for me in this city.
Along with the women, it was the reverends who pastored the churches she had attended, until she met Reverend Freddie Brown.
Freddie Brown was the only pastor licensing women and allowing women to preach in the area. Because of that, he received a lot of pushback or even being exiled from our big association that we paid fees to be in. And because he took a woman to sit in one of the classrooms to learn, and that was not allowed.
For Nerica, it's not about being disrespectful, speaking out of turn, or even wanting to be a man or in a man's position. However, it is about the walk of Jesus Christ.
This same Jesus that spoke to this man of God and talked to him speaks to this woman of God too. So Jesus Christ taught us that everybody in the church does not have the same assignment. And he also teaches us that the kingdom of God is progressive.
When it comes to the Black church, it is known by its tradition. However, Reverend Bowie calls herself a tradition breaker. And when asked how she knows what tradition should be broken or carried on, she says,
"What do we do when the church comes up against you? That's more difficult, because it's almost like fighting your brother and fighting your sister." And then here I am now in the same breath saying, there are times, as Jesus did, where in order to break tradition and in order to free people into the love of God, is what I call it, you have to do things radical.
For WKU Public Radio, I'm Lamont Jack Pearly.